Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all time. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Here on Blog Talk Radio, we are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you're with us today. Amen. To God be all of the glory. If you are not a part of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and Voice of Truth family, and all the ministries that are under the leadership of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, we want to encourage you to make these ministries your church home and become a part of the WOW family. We want to thank you in advance for doing that. And all you have to do is just go and Google each ministry and just follow them there on Facebook. Follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We want to encourage you to do that and do it today. This is a day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice in it and be glad in it. No matter what's going on in our lives, we have to thank God for another day. It is a blessing just to be here. It's a blessing to be alive. It's a blessing just to have what you need and how much of it you need. So we need to give God all the praise and all of the glory. We just thank you for tuning in to the 1 hour of power. 1 hour of power. We just thank God for you tuning in with us today on our broadcast. Amen. We want to encourage you to also to follow our podcast there on castbox.com, Voice of Truth. We also want to encourage you to follow us there on Facebook, Voice of Truth, as well. And you can also follow my personal page as well. Just click the follow button. You don't have to send me a friend request. You can follow me and you'll get the same information and stuff and see all the stuff that I put out there on Facebook. We want to encourage you to follow us on our YouTube channel, Love Today, and we want you to subscribe to that channel as well and all of our other social media platforms. Amen. If you Google us, you should be able to find us there on Twitter, Pinterest, our Google blog. So we want to encourage you to do that, and we thank you in advance for doing that. At this time, we're going to open up the line for prayer. If you need prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. We do ask that you only give your prayer request and your location, because we like to know what part of the world that we are touching with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then plus, Voice of Truth is a worldwide ministry, and people listen all over the world to this ministry. And places, when I say all over the world, I say all over the world, all over the United States, over our nation, over in other people are listening to Voice of Truth. Because I don't want you to put your business on Front Street. We don't want you to do that. So that's why we ask you just to give your prayer request and your location. Amen. To God be all of the glory. Amen. Thanking God for the month of April. Amen. Praise be unto God. This is my birthday month. Hallelujah. It's my birthday month. So I just thank God for this month and me coming into this world. So to glorify God and to do the work of God's ministry, we just give him all glory and all honor. Amen. I don't see nobody with the hand raised, so we can go ahead, and I'm going to open this up in general prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all praise, and we give you glory. We magnify your name, O God. Father, we thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you for keeping us from all evil and all harm and all dangers. for the blood covering of Jesus, covering us under the blood from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Lord, we thank you that we got up this morning. We thank you, Father God, for what we have. And help us, Father, to be content with what we have in this season, oh God. Father, we thank you that seasons change. And no matter what season that we're in right now, it will surely change. Just like the rain comes and you have the thundering and lightning and all of those things and the wind are blowing, the sun still will shine and the rain will stop and the storm will be calm. And so, Lord, we ask you right now to calm the storms in the lives of the believers all around the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, help us to stand strong in these last and evil days. Help us to persevere and endure through whatever we're going through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to realize, oh God, that it didn't catch you by surprise and that you know all things and you see all things and you are the creator of all things. Lord, we ask you right now, Father, to meet every need of every person under the sound of my voice. Whatever that need is, oh God, we ask you to fill their cup, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are a living God. And we exalt your name and we give you the highest praise of hallelujah. And we say, blessed be our rock and blessed be our God of our salvation. Help us, Father, to look into the hill which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. Your word declares, oh, Father, that you are our refuge and you are our prison help. And I ask you, Father, to help those that are in need right now. Help those who are mourning. Help those who don't know how they're going to pay the bills, how they're going to make their ends meet. How they going to pay the house payment or how they going to pay the car payment, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help them, oh Lord. Because, oh Lord, we need you and we need you to help us, oh God. We need thee, oh God. We need you in this very hour, God. In the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you, oh God, and all things are possible through you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that you're a God that is a promise keeper and a God that cannot lie. Stand on your word and we stand on your promises, oh God. Oh God, we give you glory and we give you honor and we praise your name for you are worthy. We thank you, Father God, that you are our shepherd and your word declares unto us that because you are our shepherd, we shall not want. Oh God, we pray that nobody under the sound of my voice will lack whatever they need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch those that have pain, oh God. Wherever that pain is, whether they have a headache, whether they have pain in their feet, whether their body is aching, whatever it is, oh God, whether they have a fever, oh God, in their bodies, oh God, if they have a cough, oh God, if they have a cold, a sinus, oh God, we ask you to touch them right now, and we ask you to heal them, God. And we ask you to dry that thing up, oh God, whatever that sickness is. We ask you to cut loose from them, Father, every spirit of infirmity right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, your men and women of God of faith. I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we ask you to bless your people, oh God, and let them experience the good treasures of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for their strength right now, God. Don't let them give up, oh God, in these last and evil days, oh God. But give them strength, oh God, to endure and persevere for the road and the journey of faith and reform, oh God. I pray in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for your strength. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Praise God. Oh, my blessings flow. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord, we just give you all praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you all the glory, Lord, and we give you all the praise, and we magnify thy name. We need thee, oh, we need thee every hour. We need thee, oh, bless us now, our Savior. We come to thee. We need thee, oh, we need thee. Every hour, we need thee. Oh, bless us now, our Savior. We come to Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank thee. And we come to thee, O God, as thy people, O God. And those that don't know you, God, we pray right now, Father, that they will call out unto thee, O God, for you to come and be their Savior. Oh, God, we pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for those who are mourning, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you will comfort them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort them on every side, oh, God. Oh, God, whatever they're experiencing right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch them with your loving kindness right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we're careful to give you all of the praise and all of the honor and all of the glory. We call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. We need thee. We need the Lord. Amen. And he lasts in evil days. The word of God will be coming from John today. The John, the first chapter, amen, to God be the glory. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 1, John chapter 1. And the word of God reads, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with Christ, with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh unto the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them give power to become the sons of God, even to them that believeth on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwell among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. I'm going to stop reading right there, but I do want to encourage you in your own devotional time to go back and read the entire chapter. Title of the message today is In the Beginning. In the beginning, the Bible says, was the Word. So the Word of God always existed. It was in the beginning. But before anything was formed, you know, in Genesis it says to us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and everything was void. It was darkness upon the earth. And everything had not been formed, but the Word was always in the beginning. Anything was formed, we had the Word of truth. We had God's Word. And the Bible goes on to say, and the Word was with God. The Word was with him. He always had the Word. He was the Word. And it said, and the Word was God. God was the Word. And it says, and the same was in the beginning with God. So the Word has always been, and it always and always will be the Word. No matter what's in this world today, when that time comes, when the end of this time comes, the Word will be the only thing that's left standing, will be the Word of God, because it always was, and it was the beginning, and it will always be the Word of God. Then it says, all things was created by him, and without him, without God, nothing would be created. Nothing would be created without the spoken word of God. It was the Word. It was in the beginning. He was in the beginning, as his word is the beginning. In the beginning was the Word of God. He was the Word. And it says, in him was life. Him, God, the eternal God, is life in him. We breathe the breath of life. He is the life of the soul. He is the life. His word is life. His word is truth. It was and it will and it always will be, because it was in the beginning. He always existed. He is the eternal God. He is the eternal living God. He was in the beginning. Still is. It says, and the life was the light of men. He is the light. It talks about the true light that shines in the darkness. It said that he came, and it's talking about God. And God came in the form and in the flesh as Jesus, the man. He was the Word. The Bible says that the Word became flesh. And it dwelled among us. And in other words, he walked upon the earth and he lived among them in his day and time. He was God in the flesh as the man named Jesus. That's why he says unto us in the word, he said that, verse 13, which was born not of blood nor the will of the flesh. He didn't come the way that we came through our parents getting together. He was not born of the flesh, but he is a spirit. And I heard one powerful man of God say it this way, is that he was a spirit, and the Holy Spirit wrapped flesh around his spirit. And he is a, just like us, we are a spirit. Spirit is housed in our body of flesh. When we leave this world and our spirit goes back, as my God-given word will say, I didn't understand it when I was a little girl, but our spirit goes back to the Father that giveth it. And so we have a spirit. Either we have a spirit of God or we have a spirit of the devil, but we won't have two because you can't serve two masters. But he was in the beginning. He was not born of the flesh. Do not believe that. And I've been in at my testimony. I heard somebody preach that one time, and I'm like, that is not in the word. He was not born of the flesh, but of the spirit. And I look, and they picked it up, and I picked it up, and I'm like, oh, no, that's not in the word of God. That's why it's so important that we know what the word of God says about Jesus. When John introduced Jesus to the world, he said, in the beginning, he was. He always existed. He was always God. It was God that came down 42 generations. It was him. He was always. He was always God. He is the eternal God. And the only way you can get revelation of that is by the power of the Holy Spirit. He will have to give you revelation because it's really deep. We serve a powerful, almighty, majestic God. But John said that he came into the world because, see, John was the one, as many call him today. They say he was the forerunner. But he came to introduce Jesus to the Gentiles. He came to introduce Jesus to the unbelievers, the believers, the Jews, all of them, so that they may know before Jesus came. He introduced who he was. He introduced who Jesus was. And the Bible, as you continue to read the chapter, it says that they asked John, who was he? And John said, you know what? I'm just a voice crying in the wilderness, made straight the way of the coming for the coming of the Lord. John was the one that was that they would tell the people about Jesus. He was the one. He was the one. He was the Christ. He was the Messiah. He was the Son of God. He was the Lamb of God. He was in the beginning. He always was, and he always be. The living God. He was a living God in the flesh. Came as a man named Jesus to die for our sins. And the Bible says that he dwell among us. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten Son. He is the truth. He is the beginning. He is the way. He tells us in the word, he says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Now, he came once to die for sin, but he will not come again to die for sin. When he come to get the church. He come to get the true church in the beginning. It was done before the foundation of the world. It was already done. He is the true light of the world. He said, and he was the light, but John was just sent to bear witness of the light. He wasn't the light. And he said, I came into the world that I created. But the world didn't want it. They didn't know him. They didn't recognize him. The people, the unbelievers and the Jews and all these people, they did not recognize who he was. They were looking for him to come because they had been prophesied in the Old Testament that he would come. But when he came, they didn't recognize who he was. But he was the Son of God. He was God in the flesh. And they missed it. And they began to come against him. They began to blaspheme against the word. They began to blaspheme against the truth. But he was the truth and the living God. And John was that witness unto the people of his coming. And Jesus came very quickly, as he will in the second coming. He will come very quickly. That's why we must be ready when he comes, because he is surely to come, as he came quickly in the day of John. Because John was that messenger with the message of his coming to introduce him for his coming. That's why they call him the forerunner. That's why John said, you know, the one that was preferred before me, the one that's coming after me, it preferred before me. He was talking about Jesus. He was talking about the word that was coming. He was talking about the Lamb of God. He was talking about the one that was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Because John said, you know what, I was just sent, and I'm just paraphrasing. He said, I was just sent to baptize in water, baptize you with water. He said, but there's one among you that you don't know. It's some of us that don't know him. We don't know him. But he's the one that will baptize us in the Holy Spirit. It was in the beginning. He was in the beginning, and the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Now, John said that is not a truth. That Antichrist spirit said ain't no truth. But you must believe, because the Bible said we must believe on him who was. We have to believe on the one that God has sent. We have to believe it. The Bible said the Word became flesh. And if they don't believe that, that is the spirit of the Antichrist that don't believe it. But it's the truth of the living Word of God. Jesus came. And he came as the light of the world, but the world like today, rather to have darkness than the light. He said, I came among them. He said, I came among my own, and his own received him not. And today, people are not receiving the word of God. And when we don't receive the word, we're not receiving him. They're not receiving the word. They're not receiving the light. And the Bible said they don't receive the light because they're ways of evil. They're not receiving the light. They're not receiving the word. And in the beginning, it was the word. And if the word is now, and the word will be tomorrow, the word will be years from now, the word will always be. Always be. And many people don't want the word of God. They don't want the truth. But he was the truth. He was grace and truth. He was filled of glory, majesty, and dominion, and power. Was he the Son of God? They said, we beheld his glory, the Son of God. John said, and well, you know what, I didn't know him. But he said, the one that told me of him, that the one that you were baptized, and I paraphrase, the one that you were baptized, and you see the dove coming down from heaven, symbolizing the Holy Spirit that will rest upon him, he is the one. And he is the one that was baptized with the Holy Spirit, Son of God. We got to believe the word of God. We got to believe the truth. We got to believe the word. We got to have the word of God. Because it's in the beginning. It's going to be the end. We need to begin with the word. We need to end with the word. We need to live by the word of God. Thank God that when John introduced Jesus and the word, that the Gentiles, he said, I went in my own land, and my own land didn't receive me. So I went to the Gentile, and the Gentile received the word, and they received it gladly. Thank God for the word. Because, see, the word is a living word, and it cuts like a two-edged sword. It's a word that will heal the mind, the body, and the soul, and the spirit. It's the word of God. is a word that will bring and cast out darkness to light. He's the true light of the world. He is truth. If you want to know what the truth is, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the truth of the holy word of God. The word of God is true prophecy. You don't have to have a prophet to prophesy, because the word of God is true prophecy. And if you read the word of God, you will have the truth. And you will have the truth, the infallible truth. The word of God is truth. And it was in the beginning. It's word. He is the beginning. And he is the everlasting truth. He is the hope of the world. And the world needs to come back to the truth. It needs to come back to the word of God. And the word of God must be preached until the end of this world. In every crack, in every corner, we need the word. We need the word of God to be preached. People say, well, what's going on in the world today? Why do we have all of the sorrows and the troubles that's in the world today? Because we're not taking the word seriously. We're not believing the truth. We're believing in darkness and we're not coming to the light. We're not seeing the word of God. Some don't believe in the Holy Spirit. Some don't know if it even be a Holy Spirit. But Jesus came in the beginning, that all of us might have eternal life through the Son of God. Because he was in the beginning. His love was in the beginning for the world. God so loved the world that he gave his Son, that whosoever will, let him come. But we must believe in the Son. We must believe that he came in the flesh to die for us, that we might have eternal life through the eternal God. The word became flesh. It was the word of God. If I want deliverance, if I want healing, if I want to be set free, I've got to get the truth. And I've got to get the word. What is the truth? The truth is the word is in the beginning. It was the word of God. And the Bible says unto us that God was the light. God was the truth. It was him. He always been. He is the truth. It tells us that Jesus is God in the flesh, that Jesus is the living word. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the brightness of God's glory. He is the expression image of his person, of the living God. He upholds all things by the word of God. Our sin, God himself in the flesh as the man named Jesus. Jesus was the eternal God in the flesh. The word always existed. He was God. And you can read about that in Hebrews 1 and 2. And it will tell you that Jesus is the brightness of God's glory. My God. He's the expression of his image. And he upholds all things by the word of his power. All power is in his hand. And he purged us from our sins. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And the Bible tells us, but to us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. He made all things. Everything that we have is by him. Salvation came through him. Eternal life came through him. To be adopted in the household of faith. That's why I said sons of God. It says, but as many as receive him, to them give he power to become the sons of God. The sons of God. Because Jesus, the reason why we can be adopted in the household of faith, because he was resurrected from the dead. And he got up. And he rose again. And so we can be adopted into the household of faith. And it says the Son of God, because in the Spirit there's no gender. It's no male or female. It's just a spirit. For he was a spirit, and the Holy Spirit by his power wrapped flesh around the spirit. It wrapped flesh around the spirit. He is God, and there is none like him on all the earth. And you can search, and I can search the whole world over, but I will never, ever find a God like the living God. There's none like him in all the earth. None like him in all the earth. The living God, and he yet lives. He yet lives. Our God yet lives. The Bible says in John 3:19, it said, and Jesus said, and this is the condemnation, that light is come unto the world. And men love his darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And you can compare that to verse number 5 in John, where we just read. The world does not want the light. It don't want the truth. It don't want the word of God. We got to come back to the word of God. Because the word was in the beginning. We need the word. So, my brother, we need the word of God. If we want to see the light in our lives, if we want to know the truth, it's only in the word of God. If we want to be filled with power, if we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, we got to come back to the word. Because it's only in the word of God that we will receive the truth about Jesus. It's only in the word of God, where we receive the truth about who he is. He was God in the flesh. And we have to believe on him to have eternal life through the Son of God. And so we beheld his glory. His grace and his mercy is what's with us today. His Spirit is with us today. If you're going to meet Jesus and you don't want to be like the Jews and all those people that didn't believe in the days and said, I came unto my own. You can come among your own people. As Jesus said in the word, he couldn't even do no miracles among his own people because they wouldn't believe. They wouldn't believe him. He said, I came to my own. He said, but they didn't believe. He said, I came to them. And they didn't receive. How many of today are not receiving Jesus? Because the only Jesus you're going to see is through a man or a woman of God that has his spirit. It has his spirit and been born of the spirit. That's how you're going to meet Jesus. Now, if you wait for him to come in, kind of way, you're going to miss him. And some of you got his spirit around you and you reject it every day. You reject the light for the darkness because your deeds are evil. That's what the word is saying. I ain't saying the word is saying they didn't want the light and they wanted the darkness because we think we can hide in the darkness and we can hide our hands and do evil and God don't see us. But he knows every man's heart. And he knows what we do in the dark. The darkness will never comprehend and never put out the light. The word will always exist, always. In the beginning and the end, the world and the word will always be. The world in itself may not be here, but the word of God, when the everybody, how they have it, they say, when everything go down, everything going down but the word. Believe it, because it is the truth. No matter what you got, don't care where you go in this life, the only thing going to end up is the word. That's why he said, I am the beginning. I am the end. I'm Alpha and Omega. I am the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. We got to get ready for his coming because he's coming quickly. He's going to come, he did in the day of John the Baptist. He's coming quickly, and we got to be ready for his coming. Because he's coming, and he's coming quickly. No man know the day nor the hour, but we got to be ready for the coming and the second coming of Christ. We want to be ready because he's surely to come, and we must know him for ourselves. We must know Jesus for ourselves, the Son of God. And I want you to take time out, and I want you to read John chapter 1. Because I want God to give you the revelation, all those that don't believe, and all those that don't believe that the word was, and all those that don't believe that God came in the flesh, that he was born through the Virgin Mary. You don't believe that. You don't believe that the word came flesh. I want to encourage you to read the word for yourself. A lot of times we hear the word from other people, but you need to read it. You need to read the word. And as I was saying earlier with my testimony, you know, this particular preacher said he was born of the flesh. Now, that ain't in the word. I'm like, that is not a truth. But if you don't know the word, you would think it to be true. But it ain't no truth. He was not born of the flesh. He was not born of the will of man or two people getting together. He was born of the spirit. We are born of the flesh. Our mom and dad got together. And here we are. But the Holy Spirit, by his power, my God, wrapped the flesh around his spirit. And he was born through the Virgin Mary. We got to get it. You know, we got to know the word of God, and we got to know it for ourselves. And if we don't have a revelation, let's ask God. If you don't believe it, you got to believe me, believe the word, true prophecy. And I know many people like prophets and prophetess, but if you want the word, you have to get it yourself. Get in the word and you'll know the truth and you'll know it for your truth. And you know it. If you ask God, he'll tell you. I'm not testing on this one. I wasn't doing ministry then, and I didn't even realize that I had a call, and I probably should have been doing ministry years ago, but I didn't have anybody around me like I have today, like apostle and pastor that I have around me to pull that out of me, to get me in that place with God. I had nobody around me. So I'm talking to God. I'm talking to the Spirit, not even knowing that I'm talking to the Holy Spirit. And I said, well, I was trying to find out this thing. I was trying to find out what the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, what they want. I wanted to know the answer, and I was walking out there in my yard, and I can remember right now, I see it right now. And I said to the Lord, the Holy Spirit,
I said, is it one? Some said one. It was Jesus, then it was God, then it was they just all wrong. They got the word all twisted. He's one. One God. One God. And I said, well, And he didn't have to tell them but one time that they were one. And I never questioned, when you hear the true voice of God and you really know him for yourself, and nobody got to tell you, because he'll tell you. He'll be a witness to your spirit. And you'll know it'll be his voice. And I didn't have to ask nobody no more. I had to ask the Lord about that thing, because I wanted to get it right. Sometimes we're asking people about the word that don't even know the word. And yeah, they might have a big church and all of that. But who called them? Did God send them? He sent John. Did God send them? Did they come with the truth? Who called them? Because it's many voices out there. Many people to call, but they don't mean to call by the voice of God. Some other voice called them and it ain't no God. That's why they ain't got no anointing. That's why we can't get healed or delivered and set free. That's why we don't know the truth. Start from the beginning. Beginning with the word of God. You need the word, my sister and my brother. You need the word of God. And when you got the word of God, it brings forth healing. It brings forth the light. It just casted out all this darkness. The word of God is light, and it will cast out darkness from among you and in your life, that darkness out, because he is the true light. His word is truth. He is the truth. And if we want the truth, it's in the, what they said, the B-I-B-L-E. It's in the word of God. If we just read it. And you don't have to be a theologian either. And you don't have to have a doctorate in religion, as they got today. Theology. God can give you a revelation that the world has never heard before. You got to get it right. Because Jesus is going to come very quickly. As he did with John. And his voice is crying in the wilderness for souls to come unto the truth of the word of God. Because he's coming, be ready when he comes. He always was, and he always will. And I know many think it's just a story. But it's something about that name. They say something about the name of Jesus. There's something about the name Jesus. It's the sweetest name I know. There's something about that name. That's why so many people fight the name of Jesus. They come against the name of Jesus. Something about that name. Something about the name of Jesus. It's truth. It's life. He says, I am the way. I am truth and I am life. I am the resurrection and life. This is what he said unto us. And he was manifested for each and every one of us that we might have eternal life through the Son of God. But we must believe. We got to believe the truth. We can't believe the lies of the world. But we have to believe the truth and know that in the beginning was the word. He was the beginning. That's why he said, I am Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I am and I is and I was and I always be. But you got to come. And you got to come to the truth. And you got to believe the truth. Because he is the truth. He is life.
And he gives you life abundantly in all things. Because he is the truth, y'all. God loves y'all. He is the living truth. That's what the Bible says. He manifested his love towards us, that he gave his only begotten son, that all might have eternal life if they only believe the truth. In the beginning was the truth in the word of God, and it will always be until the end of the world. We got to get ready. We got to believe in the truth. We got to know the true light of this world, and it's Jesus. He's the light of the world. He want to be the light in your world. Because in the material things in this world, there is no light but darkness. And we hear about it every day. Things that we never thought we'll ever hear in this world today. Because of darkness. Because of sin. We got to have the word. Where there is no word, there's darkness and all kind of sin. But where there is truth and where there is the word, there is light. There is hope. There is salvation. To all those that believe in the Son of God. For he's the Savior of the world. And the light of the world is he. Oh, he is a glorious God, a holy God, a loving God. He is the truth. And you want to know the truth, pick up the Bible so you'll know the truth. You got to know the truth. Why live in this world without knowing the true meaning of who Jesus is? And many people want to know who he is, but they won't even pick up the word. Because the B-I-B-L-E is all about a man named Jesus. It's about him. It's all about him. It's about his love. It's about his grace. It's about his mercy. It's about his salvation. It's about his truth. It's about him. Jesus, the Son of God. And I want to encourage you today. If you don't know him, today is the day that we need to change our life and begin a new life and begin it with the word of God. And I don't care what situation you're going through right now. You got to pick up the word. Because the word will give you light in that situation. And the word will tell you the truth of what you need to do. But you got to be willing to follow the light. And you must receive the light of God. You got to receive it, see the word. You got to believe that he is. You got to believe that he came. He didn't come to condemn the world. He came that the world might be saved through him. He came down 42 generations for our sin, and he gave of himself and shed it his blood that our sin can be purged. So I want to encourage you today. If you're going through something in your house or whatever's going on in this season of your life, get back to the word. Get back to the beginning, which is the word. Get back to that place in God. If you are a backslider and you have went out and back into the world and left the sheepfold, get back to the truth. Get back to the beginning, which is the word. Get back to God. Come out of the world of sin and come back to God while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. You don't want to get caught outside of the sheepfold over in sin, because he's coming quickly. So we got to get it right. whatever season, wherever we are right now, we have to come back to the beginning. The beginning is the Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God. We got to come back to God. We got to come back to His Word. If you want light in whatever situation you're going through, you're going to have to come back to the beginning. And you got to come back to the Word. If you want to come out of it, if you want to come out of it, if you want to come out of it, you got to come back to the beginning, and you got to come back to the Word of God. Come. Come. Because it's in the Word. Thing you need to know, it's in this Word, the B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. His Word. His Word has power. It is light unto the soul. We got to get it right. Let us come back to His Word. We can go and we can get all this other stuff and all this advice and all this other foolishness and all this other paying folks to tell you something. Let me tell you something. Let's get the Word. If you want to be paying nobody, go buy your Bible. And it'll tell you everything that you need to know. Stop wasting your money. If you want to know what to do with whatever you're going through, it's in the Word of God. It's in the beginning. It's in the Word. You need the Word, my sister. And you need to get back into it. You need the Word, my brother. You need to get back into the Word of God. Because it's the beginning and it's the end. And we need the Word every day. We need to begin our day with the Word of God. When we go to bed, we need to end it with the Word of God. When we sit down to eat or whatever we're going, when we're going in and out of our house, we need the Word. We need the Word every day and every second and a minute and every hour. We need the Word of God. And so I want to encourage you today to get the Word, get back to the beginning with the Word of God. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, if you would just say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again just for me. I believe that you shed your blood just for me. And if you said that prayer, we believe that you are saved. Welcome to the body of Christ. Just hit me up on Facebook. We do want to encourage you to continue to be a part of this ministry. Well, first half of the Hour of Power is Prophet Martha Williams. Amen. Second half is Voice of Truth. Prophet Martha is on from 5 to 6. Voice of Truth from 6:30 to 7. Amen. Then we want to encourage you to tune in on Tuesday night. One Word from the Lord with Pastor Joseph and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle. And we want to encourage you to connect to them on Wednesday night. Elder Evangel Bertha Askew, 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Connect with these ministers. Become a partner and follow these ministers and make them your church home. If you want to give an offering, you can hit any of us up, and we'll tell you how to do that. Amen. If you have not purchased my ebook, we want to encourage you to do that. Amen. You can purchase them there on Amazon.com. Amen. We want to thank you in advance. We're going to get ready to get up out of here. She's counting us down. But we do hope and pray that the Lord will bless you and yours. And we pray for His blessing and His love and His grace. We pray that you will have a good week in the name of the Lord. Now for our benediction, now to Him that is able to keep you from falling and to prevent you falling before His presence. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, I'll say be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. In Jesus' name, meet us here next week at the same place, at the same time, here on Block Talk Radio. Know that God loves you, and we love you too. Let's get back to the Word, my brother and my sister. Know that God loves you. Amen.